Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy. Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we? I just want you.
Your prayer language, just begin to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, do whatever you want to do. Thank you, Jesus. Fill this room with your presence. Fill every heart with your presence. Fill everyone who's watching with your presence. It's your presence that make all the difference. Yes, it's your presence. We can speak to the mountain and command them to move. There's fullness of joy in your presence. Depression has to go in your presence. Ah, yes, Lord. Life is in your presence. Abundant life is in your presence. Hope is in your presence. Lord, our world needs hope. Revelation 4, 9 through 11, it reads, "And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne,
Jesus, bright as the morning star, Jesus, how can I tell you how beautiful you are to me." Jesus, song.
Jesus, you're beautiful to me. Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star. Tell you how beautiful.
How can I tell you how beautiful you are?
Jesus, you're really beautiful.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
You have led are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey!
God is good all the time. God is good. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is awesome. Hallelujah. We our lives. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. We bless your holy name. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. We acknowledge your presence with us 24/7. Without you, Holy Spirit, we will not make it and we cannot make it. We're not even trying to do these things on our own because we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. We need you every day. Oh, Holy Ghost, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the lily of the valley. We bless your name, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Your grace is sufficient for us. Thank you for your amazing grace. Hallelujah. We bless you. We praise you. Hallelujah. If I had millions, trillions, quadrillions of tongues, it's not enough to praise you. It is not enough to thank you. Some people started, they had Thanksgiving Day with their families. They had a great time with their families. And today they're not here. They are in the morgue getting ready for burial. Lord, we don't take our lives for granted. Every day, every minute, every hour, every second is a day and second a minute of Thanksgiving. We thank you for the breath we breathe. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you for our siblings. We thank you for our family and friends, our nieces, our nephews. We thank you, oh God, for each and every one year this morning. It is only by your grace. It is not because of the works that we do, because our righteousness is as filthy as rags. So God, we say thank you. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. Good morning. And we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon our children, O God. Have mercy upon our grandbabies, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses, O God. Have mercy, O God, uplings, O God. Have mercy, mercy, mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, O God. Have mercy upon our grandbabies, O God. Lord, be merciful unto each and every one of us, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. We tap into your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God, of all unrighteousness, O God. Forgive us of the things that we've done that is not pleasing to you, O God. Forgive us. Have mercy. We truly repent, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the Holy Spirit will always convict us when we start the wrong way or go the wrong way, and that we will heed to the voice of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, O God, give us your spirit of obedience to be obedient to you and do what is right in your sight, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, help us to walk by the Spirit. Help us not to walk by flesh, O God. We thank you, Father God, that we have entered into this new month of December, O God. In the name of Jesus, how did we make it from January? Only by your grace, O God. And Father God, we need exceeding grace to make it to 2023, O God. In the name of Jesus, only your grace will take us to 2023 and take us through the years to come until you've called us home. Only your grace is not for what we say or what we do, is by your grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you for keeping all ways. Right now, you keep evil away from us. Thank you, Lord, that you hide us under the, keep us hidden under the shadow of your wings. Thank you, Lord, hidden under the shadow of your wings. Thank you, Lord, that you keep our grandchildren hidden under the shadow of your wings. Thank you, Lord, that you keep our spouses hidden under the shadow of your wings. We thank you, it's because of your grace of protection upon our lives. Oh, grace that we do not deserve. Grace that you just release because of the favor, your favor that you release upon our lives. We thank you. We are grateful, oh God, to you. We don't take it for granted. Unmerited favor, oh God, it's a gift from you. And we say thank you. We bless your name. Father God, we pray for, we release the blood of Jesus. It's because of the blood. It is because of the blood of Jesus. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross that we can walk in your exceeding grace. It's because of the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice that he made on the cross for us. Oh, Father, we say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. So we apply the blood of Jesus in this service. We apply the blood of Jesus here of our lives. We apply the blood of Jesus upon our lives. Everyone that is here this morning, oh God, those that are listening right now, those that will listen at another time, we apply the blood of Jesus upon our lives. We apply the blood of Jesus upon the lives of our spouses. We apply the blood of Jesus upon our children's lives. We apply the blood of Jesus upon our grandbabies' lives. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, on each and every one of our lives. Apply the blood, oh God. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. We thank you for justification that is in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We apply the blood at every cell, every tissue, every organ in our system. The blood of Jesus will perfect our physical bodies. The blood of Jesus to renew our minds. The blood of Jesus, oh God, to refresh our spirit, man. In the name of Jesus, the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus into our hooves. In the name of Jesus, on the doorposts of our hearts. We apply the blood of Jesus upon the doorposts of our hooves, upon the windows, the outlets, as in our homes, the doors, the blood of Jesus, let it flow like a tsunami. In our dwelling places, we apply the blood of Jesus in our children's dwelling places. We apply the blood of Jesus in our grandkids' dwelling places. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus upon all our possessions in the name of Jesus, upon our bread, our food, our water, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus upon our transportation, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, oh Father, on our finances, the blood of Jesus, oh God, in our jobs, the work of our hands, we apply the blood of Jesus on the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus in our, on our influentials, oh God, the blood, hallelujah, the blood, hallelujah, the blood that Jesus shed, hallelujah, we apply the blood of Jesus, let it be a hedge of protection around us, the hedge of protection around our children. All right, our spouses, our grandchildren, the hands of protection around our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, the blood of Jesus, we apply the blood on our aunts and uncles, oh God, the blood of Jesus on our first cousins, oh God, the blood, oh God, on everyone under the sound of our voice this morning, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. Everything, oh God, every work of our hands, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus on our influentials. The blood of Jesus on divine connections. The blood of Jesus on finances. The blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh, without the shedding of blood, without the blood, we will not even have your grace. So we thank you, oh God, for the blood of Jesus Christ. That we do have to go once a year, like the Old Testament, follow the law, but we once and for all, Jesus paid that price and made atonement for us. So we thank you, Lord. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us and enforcing your bidding in our lives. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, oh God. Hallelujah, that we walk by your Spirit, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the mind of Christ. We thank you for transformation, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Little by little, oh God, we are transforming into your image and your likeness, oh God. We thank you even, Lord, for the processes that we go through. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the fires, oh God. We thank you that through those fires, oh God, we are being changed and transformed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the times that you said no to us. You are protecting us, oh God, because we did not see ahead. We did not know that the enemy had planned, but you knew it all, and you said no, oh God. Forgive us for acting up when you said no. You said no to protect us. You said no to protect our children and grandchildren. You said no because that person was not a good influencer for our children and grandchildren. You said no, valley experience. We thank you for the yes, oh God. We bless your name. Praise you, oh God. Father God, we bless your name. I hear the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. And he says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Oh God, help us to be focused only on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, let us not be double-minded, but focus on you. I come against every spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. God is not an author of confusion. He's a God of love. He's a God of peace. I do not know who is have a double-minded mind here. One minute is this, and the next minute is that. It makes you unstable. It brings confusion. Hallelujah. The Lord said, keep your eyes on him. Do not keep your eyes on the circumstance, because you can only see what is happening. You do not know the end. You do not know the middle. You do not even know the next minute. We do not know those things. So we should not be double-minded. If you are double-minded, you will not receive from the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you cannot be wishy-washy. I'm not talking about double-mindedness here. The Lord said, take everything to him in prayer. It is not about our opinions. It is about what God says. Do you know God knows the end and the middle? He knows all the things that will happen. He is God. He is the creator. The devil cannot hide from God. The God sees everything, Satan and his the enemies and the imps are doing. He sees it. So he will protect you. You don't have to listen to popular opion. His many, this is not the government. This is the kingdom of God. Who is God speaking to this morning? Stop being double-minded. You will lose the fight because you're double-minded. You're not looking to him for wisdom. You're not looking to him for wisdom. You're looking to man. And it's not what man says. It's what God says. Because man will say, we will say just according to our opinions. But God sees it all. There's no prophet in this world that can be more than God. We prophesy in part. We prophesy in part. Look at 1 Corinthians. We prophesy in part. We don't know the whole story of your life, of your destiny. And any pastor say that no, no, that's a lie. God only gave us a partial picture. But what he wants me to say to every one of us, including myself, trust in him with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Do not lean on your own understanding. And this is why you keep slipping. And because you are leaning on your thoughts. But your thoughts will let you down. God wants to bless you. Hallelujah. But stop leaning on your thoughts and your intellect and your knowledge and your experience. All those things will not work. You are under his greater grace. His greater grace is miraculous grace. His greater grace is transformation of grace. His greater grace is different from man. Man's grace is crazy. That man will like you one time and do like you the other time. Hallelujah. He leads me. That's what David said. He told God, he said, When God said, which punishment? David said, I prefer for you, Lord, to give me that punishment when David did this censor and God was angry. David said, Lord, I do not want to put my life in man because man, our hearts are desperately wicked. David said, Lord, at least you will have compassion on me. So I put my hands in, my life in your hands. Stop putting your life in man's hands. Hallelujah. When you do not agree with your friends, they will like you. Now that the same friend that praise you will be the friend that don't like you. Even in ministry, when you chastise, even as apostles and pastors and leaders in the body of Christ, when you correct somebody, they may get out of your ministry right away. And they defame their character and your name. And because they do not like what you said, even when God tells you to say this, they don't like what you said. So they're not going to be a part of the ministry, so they leave. Because some of us do not like for people to correct us and take chastisement, and God is protecting us. But then we go to this place and we go to that ministry and we call this prophet and that prophet. And there is, we don't like what the next prophet or prayer line said, then we go to the next. And then and we don't like what the next prayer line or the next church said, we go to the next. And if we don't like, Lord, I'm calling this pastor to hear what he said. And we don't like the servant, we said the pastor said this, we go to the next. We don't like this, we go to the next. And then we just go all around in circles. That's double-minded. That's more than double-minded. That's a state of confusion. If when your parents corrected you, did you run away from who? When your father and mother spanked you, did you leave who? When you were chastised in elementary school and middle school and chastised as a child, did you run away? No. You got to learn how to take chastisement. And you have learned because you did it in your parents' house. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about pastors and leaders that just love to pick up people. No, I'm talking about pastors and leaders who are concerned about the people, about God's people. Because God will hold leaders. Hallelujah. He will hold leaders responsible for these things. And we are his other shepherd, and he cares about the sheep of his flock. So if we're there doing things that we're not supposed to do, we are accountable to God, and that's why the Bible says judgment begins in the house of God. So you don't even have to worry. God judges leaders more harshly than he will judge the congregants. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The Lord says, stop being double-minded. You are bringing a sin of confusion into your heart. And he wants you to walk by faith and not by sight. He wants to bring us to our expected end. Hallelujah. Make up your mind. Are you going to follow his word? Godly wisdom. Hallelujah, the Lord. To let the devil mess with your thoughts. To let the devil mess with your mind. In the name of Jesus, put all your trust in him. In Jesus Christ, he will never ever fail you. As we start this month, we're starting under his greater grace. Read about greater grace. Hallelujah. Thank God. For those that are fasting, remember the greater grace. You are a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. Your yesterday is changed to today. He's doing something new in your life. You will fulfill your purpose and destiny. Greater grace resting upon you will give you that finishing anointing. He is blessing the work of your hands. Do you recognize it? Be grateful and thankful in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning for your greater grace. Greater grace for the month of December. Greater grace, greater glory. Oh God, to show forth your marvelous goodness in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. We thank you for your word of encouragement, your word of testimony, Lord. Help us to be more like Jesus. Father, take us from faith to faith, favor to favor, glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Welcome again to the month of December. I'm sorry. December, we love you and we'll continue to pray for one another. God bless you.